Ronaldo's got that twist now and pivot in the air.
Yeah.
I look at him doing that and I'm thinking, ooh, be careful. Yeah. That's like cruise shit. That's potential cruise shit in the making.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
OTB AM. With Gillette. Put your best face forward with our new and improved razors.
Pod Collins is with us. Pod, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Ger. How are you keeping?
We're good. We're a bit exercised about what's happening at the moment because it feels like one of the biggest and most important months in the history of Gaelic football is ahead of us, and we kind of feel a little bit like we're sleepwalking into what's going to happen at Congress. Can I ask you, as a footballer from Clare, what's the best thing that could happen at Congress? What would the best outcome be for your colleagues and for the people who are coming after you and the generations to come for Clare football?
I suppose just from the proposals that have come out, I think proposal two is probably the best option. It's definitely not perfect. It's far from perfect. But it kind of, I suppose, leads the way for what could potentially be, let's say, a championship in the future that you would kind of be happy to play in. I suppose from my point of view, like you look at the LGFA, I feel like they've really got that football championship right. When you see, let's say, junior champions and intermediate champions like celebrating on the field the way they do every year, regardless of what championship's called, you're nearly envious because there's a cohort of teams that basically at the start of every year, once the league is over, their year is over, because there's essentially like four or five teams that are competing for Sam Maguire, and it's a system that's broken, and this is kind of a way of changing it. And unfortunately, when it goes to Special Congress and it has to get 2/3 majority, it's not always easy, but I suppose it's just about getting people to understand what these two proposals, I suppose, outline, and I suppose why, in my opinion, a proposal two is kind of the remedy for it at the moment.
So just to be clear for anybody who's unfamiliar, and people are definitely only waking up to this at the moment, proposal two is essentially where there would be four divisions and everybody would play in a league format, and that would decide who ends up playing for the Sam Maguire. So the league gets played in summertime and the winners of the league are the winners of the Sam Maguire.
No, well, essentially the top five teams in Division 1, the top two teams in Division 2, Division 3 and Division 4 champions would play off to decide your quarterfinalists at the end of the year. So if you can just picture it, like, it's like a flip format. So the way the league is at the moment, you've got your four groups of eight. The top five from Division 1 go through to the quarterfinals. The top two from Division 2 go through to the quarterfinals. And then the winners of Division 3 and Division 4 play off. Now, the reason I think that it's proposed like that is that everyone has a chance. Everyone's in Sam Maguire, essentially. And some counties, that seems to be some sort of an obsession with people. In my opinion, I don't think that a lot of teams can win Sam Maguire. So I don't see why the obsession is there to be in it. It's like, I know, let's say, for example, Leicester, I suppose, true underdog story in the not-so-distant past, like, were 5,000-1 to win the Premiership, but they were still in the Premiership. They weren't in the Coca-Cola Cup, or it wasn't, they weren't in Division 2 football to win the Premiership. I just think that it's unrealistic to think that teams that are further down will win Sam Maguire, so I don't see why the obsession is there that everyone is in Sam Maguire, but this is the way it's set up. And I suppose the main argument then, Ger, for the teams, let's say in Division 1 could argue that, oh, if I finish 6th in Division 1, I'm at a disadvantage to, let's say, the winners of Division 3. But I suppose my argument to that is, if you're not good enough to be in the top 5 after 7 games, you probably don't deserve to win Sam Maguire anyway.
Yeah, so you've had your chance at that stage. It's like you've obviously had a pretty bad season to finish 5th in the, or 6th rather, 6th. Like, when you think about it, you're the 6th best team here and your form is terrible and you're going out and you need to get your house in order and you're lucky not to be getting relegated.
Yeah, and like that's it. Like, end of story, you've had like 7 chances to kind of to be in the, now, like, I know that teams from the stronger counties will say, like, league form mightn't have been great some years and they would have finished 6th and then had a great championship, but this is the championship. So you'll have your, let's say, provisional league at the start of the year between February and March. So this will be your championship. So it'll be kind of, you'll be giving it everything. You'll be peaking at this time. It's not a case of like, it's just the league and you might finish 6th and then you'll be very disappointed. But that's like, listen, I think that same in Division 2, if you're in the top 2, you have a chance to qualify. And if you come third, and regardless if you, like, let's say the winners of Division 4, like, a better chance of, let's say, reaching a quarterfinal, they still have to beat the winners of Division 3 to get a quarterfinal spot. And, like, if I suppose the way it's set up is that everyone kind of has an opportunity to play in Sam Maguire. So that's the way it is.
It's also, Podge, when people talk about moving the league to the summer, which Proposal B is, the drawback, say, from the perspective of some people maybe in Ulster, is that you're moving the championship to the spring, and therefore your kind of blue ribbon Ulster championship games are moving down the pecking order. But actually, those top quality Ulster games, for example, are going to be present in this format, because all those top teams tend to be in Division 1 anyway, or in the upper echelons of Division 2. So you will have these Ulster derbies in just a higher stakes scenario in the middle of the summer. So I think that people are missing a point here, that there's actually a huge boon for some of the provincial councils here for these local derbies that might actually happen in the league anyway.
Absolutely. You're going to have the best games being played in, like, peak conditions, and, like, you're going to avoid, I suppose, what you're trying to get rid of. You want it to be competitive. There's a number of things going at play, like, you're avoiding hammerings, which are happening every year, like, and especially for the northern counties, who would probably be the only ones that could argue that their, let's say, provincial championship has been a success. Like, every year you hear the narrative coming out that Dublin have an easy way to an All-Ireland semi-final, Kerry have an easy way to an All-Ireland semi-final. And this alleviates that. Like, it makes it a fairer competition, in my opinion. And then, like, I think to what you're getting at, Owen, is that these, let's say, provincial councils that might feel like that revenues will be down, it's quite the opposite. From my point of view in Clare, I know that people in Clare are crying out to support, let's say, the Clare teams, given the opportunity. And if you have four home games in Cusack Park and three away games, championship every year, like, you're going to get, like, fans are going to start coming to games. I think you're going to end up with more revenue. It's going to be more gates for the GA. I think it'll be a better competition. You'd almost have that kind of, like, a soccer kind of fan base, where you've got, like, home and away games, and people, like, they'll be week in, week out looking forward to it. I think it is an improvement on the model. It's not perfect, but improvement.
And then just to add to your point as well, Podge, when you look at, and I know this is not the headline part of it, but these provincial championships that are going to be moved to the spring, these are not the provincial championships that we know. Currently, the provincial championships are knockout. These provincial championships are going to be round robin. So Leinster and Ulster are going to be split into two groups. Munster and Connacht will stay as they are. So if they are round robin, there will be more games in the province than we are used to currently in the summertime. More games equals more people into the stands equals more revenue for the provincial council. So you're bang on. This idea that the provincial councils is like turkeys voting for Christmas just does not wash with this proposal B.
No, absolutely not. And like, it is a case of that when it goes to special congress, you're nearly at the mercy of probably the people in GA, let's say, would have a say, that have a vote, these delegates that have votes. I'm not actually not 100% sure who's actually voting. Is it just going to be county chairmen and a county secretary? Is it just two people from each county in this special congress? But I suppose it's just important that to put on the table. Like, I know myself that I've bumped into a few people just over the last few months in different scenarios, and talking about this, there seems to be like, oh, they won't go for it. They won't go for it. It's like, it's a bit too radical or whatever. I just don't think it's radical at all. I think that it just makes sense. And from everyone I've talked to involved in GA, it's definitely not perfect, but it's definitely the best proposal of, let's say, the three. Like, proposal one, like, I think, as apart from being very confusing, I don't think it'll work. And then going back to the original proposal, like, I really don't think that the championship at the moment is fit for purpose. I think there's too many teams that when the league is over, their year is over, and the enjoyment from a spectator is kind of gone out of it until you get to All-Ireland semi-final stage. When it really heats up, you can nearly pick the four semi-finalists before the start of the year most years.
Yeah, so yeah. Let's not do that again. And then there's this third proposal, which, as you say, is not perfect, but which represents an opportunity for almost everybody to have meaningful games. It literally represents an opportunity for everybody to have meaningful games. So you get your house in order in Division 4, you can get promoted to Division 3, you can get promoted to Division 2, and all of a sudden you're playing seven games in summertime with all your best players keen to play because there's something meaningful to play for and there's progress. Like, it's very interesting to watch how Clare football has progressed over the last decade or so, and the difference between your league form and your championship form is quite marked. But that's because you end up playing one of the superpowers of the game almost every year.
Yeah, I suppose you come up against Kerry every year, and we've been very unfortunate probably with the draw that we've kind of had them. We've got them so much, and like they're a powerhouse like in Munster, and like nearly it's one I think about a lot, because like winning a provincial, let's say, for to someone like me and Clare, winning a like hurling or football, but winning a football in particularly like in 92, like it would be massive for someone in Clare, but for someone in Kerry, having a Munster medal means very little. Like some of the players, let's say from Paul Galvin, Gucci's era, like they were quoted as saying like that, like, listen, I think they had 12 or 13 of them, and it loses all kind of value to them. Obviously, when Tipperary won it last year, it's something unbelievably special for that group of players. But yeah, like it does kind of take away from it nearly the fact that, like, I suppose Kerry would have very little mass in a Munster medal. They'd have much more mass in like a National League medal. I suppose the one thing that maybe this format proposal 2 is kind of losing out on is the league finals is one thing that, from my point of view, has been a massive success, bringing them to Croke Park, division like 1, 2, 3, and 4. And just like one of my best days in with Clare football was like playing Kildare in the league final, division 3 league final. And like I know like the Derry and Offaly game was watched like by a lot of people, and like I think those league finals were probably the best part of, let's say, the current format.
Well, you could keep those. Here's the thing: if there are little tweaks that you need to make along the way when you've got everything going, if that is like an end of Division 4 and the winners of that are going through to the playoff, play that game in Croke Park. Like if there's two teams, whatever way you need to do it to extend, if there's one extra week where you need to give those teams an extra game and play for a cup. And the winners are guaranteed extra money for their holiday fund or something. Like, there should definitely be ways to fix those issues, because they're small enough, right? That's like not a massive thing that you're asking for. It's recognition that the champions of Division 4 are better than all the other teams and they should be treated slightly differently. That's fair enough. Likewise, Division 3 and Division 2 to some extent. Or maybe Division 2 is less important because it's all about qualifying and getting promoted. But Divisions 3 and 4, you know, if that's the equivalent of the Talchin Cup, then go for it.
Yeah, and like it's just, I suppose there's obviously going to be good things from the current structure, and probably the Ulster Championship and those league finals are probably the two things that are good, but the whole system's just completely flawed, so that's why it needs to be changed. So regardless of what they like, the fact that they are good things, there needs to be change, and I suppose the sooner it happens, the better for GA, for football. I think like playing 7 competitive games against teams at your standard will only like bring on, let's say, the fan base. It becomes a much more marketable product to Gaelic football. Like it's the most played probably sport in Ireland, because you've like 32 counties all play it, and it is it needs to be revamped. The championship is like it's dying for most teams. Like, and you're gonna have players just dropping off, and you see some coaches already like walking away from it, and
I was going to ask that about from the Clare perspective. So you've clearly invested loads of time and effort in getting promotion to make the group more competitive and keep the group together, and you know, it's a very tangible progress that you've made, and yet then the draw gets made and it's Kerry in the championship. There must be players who are thinking, what's the point? Like, the league progress is great, but ultimately it's very difficult for us to compete in that championship.
Yeah, I'd always be of the opinion like we've a chance, like even though any time we go down to Kerry, they've ran up serious score on us. Like we've had some very competitive games with them in Cusick Park. Like we had 2 very competitive games. I was involved in one of them in 14 and in 16. Like I suppose we missed a few goal chances after half time. Donal Kowalczyk was sent off and we were kind of a point up, I think, and with a win. But James O'Donoghue came on and kind of went to town on us that day. And like in 14, it was 1-14 to 13 points, and it was a very competitive game. When they come up to Ennis, it's kind of, I suppose, it's more competitive, but we still haven't like turned them over. Which was like what Cork did down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh was quite special for them. But yeah, listen, I personally, Gerard, like I don't think like that. Probably maybe some people might think that's a bit naive or whatever you want to call it. Anytime like you kind of getting ready for championship, you're just training as hard as you can, let's say, and trying to kind of give it your everything. But yeah, going down to Kerry, and I suppose getting hammered isn't it's definitely not enjoyable, and it's a pretty sombre way to end the year.
It's not great for Clare football. Now, there is another scenario where the new format comes in. Clare win Division 2 off the back of 7 very competitive games, and as champions of Division 2 get a home draw, and out of the hat comes the 5th place team or the 4th place team, who happened to be Kerry, and you guys have them in Ennis, and now all of a sudden you've got massive confidence. You've got strength and depth from having been able to try players out in the heat of championship. It's going to be a closer game, you would expect.
Yeah, and like I think even from, let's say, the teams that win Division 3 and Division 4, like, they will have huge momentum after 7 competitive games. They'll have got a game plan that they'll be happy to play towards. Like, I there is an awful feeling at the moment of, like, the league ends, you're kind of, let's say you've got a week off or whatever, and then the championship happens, and you literally kind of, maybe you don't have a lot of time to prepare, you don't kind of feel prepared. It's the league is just, like, feels so much more important to, let's say, I think teams from the end of Division 2 down to the bottom of Division 4. So it's this flip model just makes perfect sense. I think it's going to be, you're going to have more competitive games, you're going to have more people interested from around the counties, you're going to, like, I think you'll have more people going to the games. I think it'll improve, revamp football. I think it's just something that needs to happen. And I listen, it's great that, I suppose, you're so interested in talking about it, and the more it's probably out there in the media, I suppose, the more kind of pressure that will come on from the people that, let's say, have the power to vote. And unfortunately, they're the people that will decide the fate of Gaelic football in the coming weeks.
And what do you want them, what do you want to say to them this morning? Because we're going to clip this and we're going to put it out. What do you want them to hear when they're looking at their social media, and when their kids are showing them on social media, here, you've got to vote in this, don't you, Dad? How are you going to vote, Dad? What do you want them to say?
Well, like, I suppose, like, I'm of the opinion that Proposal 2 is the best option for Gaelic football. There's no selfish reasons here. It's from let's say County Dublin to any other county in Ireland. It just makes sense. It's the best proposal. Everyone knows that the league format has been working the best. We want that as championship, because championship is championship at the end of the day. And like in every county across Ireland, when you go into your, let's say, when you transition from league to championship with your club, like, it's just a different level of, like, it's a different intensity, it's a different pressure. So that's, like, those games, when they're transformed to championship, they just add, it's an added value. So, like, there's obviously a few different things at play that need to come into it, but that's end of story. I just think that Proposal 2, like, I've gone through it in detail, is the best proposal for the GA, and I just don't see why anyone wouldn't, let's say, go for it, or why it would be, like, why anyone would knock it on the head. I'd love to have a debate with anyone on it as to what is better than it at the moment. Obviously, there's improvements to be made in it, and I'd probably, like, that's not the debate I'm talking about, but compared to Proposal 1 or compared to what's there at the moment, Proposal 2 just is by far the best.
Yeah, it seems to make endless sense to get it up and running, and then when it's live, whatever the kinks are, we can work those out. Just, you're obviously from a family steeped in GAA. When you're talking to people around the country, and I know you're involved with the players' organisation as well, like, are you sensing that this is actually what everybody else wants? Because we had Tony McEntee on last week, and he was as bald as you, saying this has to happen. Like, and so he obviously is from an Ulster county and understands exactly the importance of the Ulster Championship. Is one of those players who has more Ulster medals, I'd say, than almost anybody else alive at the moment. And he's saying, no, actually, it's time for us to go. And that's not just the short-termism that he has as Sligo boss, but it's somebody who fully understands it. Here's you, who's played inter-county hurling and understands what the top tier of hurling looks like, and playing in football, saying, this is what we need. So are you seeing it? Are you coming across anybody who says, I don't really think it's a good idea? Or what's your sense of how successful this might be?
Yeah, well, like, just from my own point of view, like, being on, let's say, I'm in a kind of a fixture task force with the GPA, and, like, having players, let's say, like Niall Morgan involved in that, and talking to, like Tom Parson, and talking to these regularly, and just people from different county, it just gives you such assurance that this is the right thing. It's not like this is better for Clare GA or Clare football. It's better for Ireland and football as a whole. And that's the important thing here. Like, the GPA canvas, like, or not canvas, but they got all the players to vote on the proposals, let's say. And Proposal 2 came at, like, 78% of players voted for Proposal 2. I feel like that if you got in front, I suppose if the whole picture was painted of each of the proposals, that number would increase. But when you're obviously sending out an email or sending out a text message, to get 78% back, I think, is just massive. It just shows the appetite that's there from every county. This isn't like just a few counties kind of going on a solo run. This should be like 32 counties wanting this. And it's for Gaelic football to become a better sport. And like even like you, I see like I'm nearly envious of soccer in Ireland sometimes. Like when you see like the way they've such a good fan base because like they've so many games throughout the year, home and away, and they're so passionate about it. And I feel like that this is kind of something that will come through this kind of structure. You'll have a much better fan base home and away.
Sorry, Pat. And also, it's like worth pointing out that while on a national level, if we're taking this, like what you said, 78% of players, on a national level, that may not seem like something that can influence Congress. On an individual level, that absolutely is something that can influence Congress. All these people hold such high respect in the minds of these county men and women that are going to be going to Croke Park, or if it's on Zoom, I don't know what the situation is, for that special Congress, that individually you speaking to your representative within your county who is going to appear in Congress will have a huge impact. Maybe this national conversation might not have the desired impact, but certainly if all of those 78% of people who voted in that survey are making direct representation to their representative at Congress, that will make a significant difference towards getting to the 60%.
Yeah, absolutely. And trying to find out in your county who those people are and just having a word and why you think, like talking facts about the situation, like just putting the three proposals down in black and white and being like, okay, if you don't want to, let's say, vote proposal two here, why would you not? Because I don't think that there is an argument to not vote for proposal two. So I think that it is something like you're saying, would be great if people could do, and people in each county to contact the delegates that have a vote. So I'll be trying to do it in my own county in Clare anyway when I find out who has the vote.
When you hear that the players are overwhelmingly in favour of it, do you hope that this is a time where the players' voices are actually centred, that it is an opportunity for us to... Because the relationship, it seems like, bizarrely, the relationship with the players as a group seems to have been kind of fractious over the years, as opposed to like, oh, what do you guys think about this? Well, that's very interesting. Maybe, have you thought about this? It's been like, wow, let's all have fights. It's really weird that we, as an organisation, it's kind of, there's constant tension there, as opposed to, well, what is actually the best for the supporters? What's the best for the administrators? What's the best for the players? And then what's the best for the casual sports fan, who we are actually very interested in because that brings in a lot of money too.
Yeah, and I think that they're, like you said, that there's a lot of people invested in it. And I don't see a financial benefit of keeping the current structure over, let's say, the change. I don't see the advantage from a spectator's point of view over the current structure over a change. Like, I just don't see where the advantage is not to move proposal to. And the Talton Cup, I'm not even convinced about that, just the way it's set up. I think that there has to be a big marketing job done around that nearly, around how they'll structure it in that proposal. I think that has to be looked at. And I think that it will, this has to happen. And it will develop over the years to much better structure. And the way it's done, I think, will eventually, it will get better. But maybe a situation down the line where you will have a situation where, let's say, five teams in Division 1, three teams in Division 2 go through, and then, Division 3 and Division 4 is a separate competition to, let's say, Sam Maguire. But obviously, if you get promoted from Division 3, you're in Sam Maguire. So that's kind of something that could be looked down the line. There's, loads of different tweaks that could be made eventually to, let's say, improve the setup and make it better for, let's say, everyone. But at the moment, this is definitely our best option.
From speaking to fellow players, and not necessarily just about your own situation, but is this literally the sort of thing that is the difference between you staying and leaving the game, whether it's the country, whether it's emigrating, whatever it is? But is the championship structure the thing that can keep more players playing Gaelic football?
I think absolutely. I think players would be very excited to play in this format. I think playing four championship games or four championship games at home and away, or whichever way it works, three away, four at home, I think it's a very attractive prospect for any GAA player to be playing those games in the height of summer in front of probably a bigger fan base. So I do think it'll get more people involved, it'll keep people playing the games longer. I think you'll just have a better product GA point of view as a whole. So I really do think it's a no-brainer here.
Yeah, look, I totally agree with you. And so we obviously are sitting here talking about this every day, but it's great to hear somebody who's actually at the coalface going, no, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. It feels like it's the opportunity of a lifetime. You get this right, Gaelic football could be ready to explode, because it'll actually, deep into summertime, the best players in that county will be available for everybody to go and see in their local ground playing a match against a rival of similar standard where you don't know whether or not they're going to win or lose. It's exactly what every sports fan wants.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And it's a kind of, nearly every other sport in the world has kind of gone down that route. Like the hurling's gone down that route a good few years ago. The LGFA have gone down that route. It just seems to make sense, like playing competitive games as your championship is what everyone should want. So if you find someone that's against it, arguing against it or debating against it, I wouldn't mind having a debate with them.
Well, look, if we can find somebody, that's the thing. We don't know who's going to be ending up making these decisions, but we're definitely having trouble finding people coming forward saying, no, this is no good. Here's why, apart from Jim McGuinness. But apart from that, we haven't found anybody yet. So we'll keep looking. Pod, great to have you with us. Thanks a million for sharing all that with us. Cheers.
Thanks, Ger, and Owen, good to see you at home.
We were all a little bit worried there for a while.
It was good quality. Fair play.
You're famous now, Owen. Good man, Pods. Thanks for that.
OTB AM. With Gillette. Put your best face forward with our new and improved razors.